Okay, good evening. Good evening, everyone. It is Friday, August 30, 2019. That's right, there are 31 days in August, so tomorrow's actually the last day. Today's the last business day. But for everyone else, and my dog is barking, I have no idea what's going on with my dog. But it's Friday. Maybe the dog's just excited that it's Friday. So good evening, everyone. I hope you had a great work week. Like I said before, and I'll sit. It's a great work week. It was. I don't get it. Anyway, where are we? Okay, there we go. Oh, but you know what? Time for another haircut. All right, so this is Forbes Friday. It's the last Friday of the month, and we're going to talk about leadership in what I spotted in Forbes.com, Forbes magazine, Forbes website, and online in their newsletters. Folks, if you have not subscribed, now I don't get anything from them. Nothing. This is not a paid sponsored ad. This is just me. I like the product. And if you're not signed up for for their newsletters, you really should. It packs everything in nice and neat, gives you just enough information, and then you get a click to get more. But it doesn't tease you like other people do. Well, they'll start it and then they'll just leave you hanging. No, it's not like that. So with that being said, let's dive in. Really, the only thing I'm going to talk about, because it was in this, is Hurricane Dorian. It's headed this way. So Florida, be ready. Be prepared. I know that they've asked, the word's gone out. You need to be prepared. This is going to be a serious storm. This is going to be a Category 4. And the sad thing is, what's going to make it worse is it's going to linger. And any storm that lingers already, the ground is already to a point of, it's saturated because it's kind of the way it's designed. You got the Everglades there. You got the swampland there all around there. So the water table's so high, it's already saturated. That's why they don't have basements. If you didn't know that, that's why they don't have basements in Florida, because they do not have basements because the water table is so close to the surface that it would make it impossible for it to work. If they tried, basements would just be flooded. I know here in Texas where I live, the water table, well, what's left of it after the drought, but the water table is about 4 feet down from my house. I know that. And so again, that's why I don't have a basement. I would love a basement, but that's one of the reasons. So you have to also look at that. So be careful, be prepared. But this is also a teachable moment for the rest of the country, for the rest of the world, is to be prepared, because something will happen and it's natural. It's sometimes, it catches you off guard. And if you're not prepared, guess what? See, they were prepared for it to hit 4 and then move away. Then now it's starting to show that it's going to linger. So that's what I'm getting at, is get ready. Here come the torrential floods. Here come these 500-year floods, the 1,000-year floods. Here they come. They're coming. It's going to happen. And you have got to be prepared for that. And earlier I tweeted out on the Twitter, folks, before you leave for this 3-day weekend, make sure your data is backed up. I didn't single out Florida. I didn't single out the Georgia coast. I didn't single out southern Georgia. I didn't single out anybody. I included everybody. So this is for everyone. It's a reminder. And the 3-day weekend here in the United States is obviously Labor Day on Monday. So what I'm getting at is be prepared. Back up your data. Make sure you have supplies ready to go. Make sure you have a bug out bag. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just a simple little bag like this, and just throw in a change of clothes, change of underwear, change of socks. Dry socks is like a morale booster. Trust me, as an infantryman, I know. Dry socks, and that's like the greatest thing in the world. You can be freezing cold, but when they tell you to change your socks, it's like, you just walked a 20-mile road march and they tell you change your socks. It's been a long day. You've just been busting and getting out there, humping moving across the terrain. And it said, change your socks. Folks, you change your socks, you know what I'm talking about. It's a great thing. So have a dry pair of socks there. Maybe a couple of energy bars and a bottle of water. It's all you truly need to get out of Dodge. And then once you get out of Dodge, then you can settle in and figure out what you need to do. But what I'm getting at is be prepared. Be prepared for whatever's coming, natural or man-made. Be prepared. Have some cash on hand. Not a lot of cash, but some cash. Case in point, my daughter, last night, she went to a fast food. She's at college now, but she went to a fast food restaurant and picked up a little ice cold something or another. And they handed her receipt. And because you couldn't pay at the stall there, the little thing was broken. So they had to take the card. And so they gave her back her card, but the receipt was wrapped around it. So she didn't pay attention. She forgot. She threw the receipt and the card, which is which was wrapped by the receipt, back in the bag that they gave her that her food came in. She threw it away. She threw it away. So now she's trying to scramble to get to the bank. The bank will take care of it. She just needs to walk into the bank and get her card. They'll make one up right there. Awesome. Fantastic to the bank. Kudos to the bank. The only problem is that she doesn't drive there. She doesn't have a vehicle there at school. So she's got some friends. So she's got to depend on them and see when they can take her. But for now, she's without a card. But if she had had a little bit of cash on hand, maybe something in the underneath the mattress or something, you know, a couple of 20s, you know, that's it. She'd have been all right. You know, she wouldn't have had to worry. I mean, she still has her school ID, so she can eat on campus. That's not a problem. But again, if she wants to go out and hang out with her friends this weekend, well, she's going to have to wait until Tuesday. Or if she doesn't get a ride tomorrow, then she's going to have to wait until Tuesday. But again, it's the unexpected. She was not expecting it. She just out of sight, out of mind. And the same thing happens. Little things like that happen, and then we have got to adjust, turn on a dime. But kudos to her, because she handled it like an adult. She called the bank, she stopped it, and they told her exactly what she needed to do. And then that's when she notified mom and dad, and that's kudos to her. She took the initiative, and she ran with it, and that's awesome. So again, take the initiative. Take the initiative. Take that first step on your own. Make it happen. So go get that water. So what if your neighbor's like, well, what's this guy up to? You know what? You've got water. Got a generator. You've got food. You know what? You know how to do a fast improvised stove or an oven or outside with some bricks and some twigs, a rocket stove, folks. But what I'm getting at is not just be prepared, but know what to do with it and know when to do it. Know what to do. So it's not just about, oh, well, I've got this bag and it's got some clothes, got some food, but what else are you going to do with it? When do you know to grab it? Do you just leave it in your vehicle? Is that the vehicle you're taking if you're from a multi-vehicle home? Again, know what's going to happen. Keep it nearby, especially in those situations where things might just, you're expecting the storm. Where is it going to catch you? So again, that's my tip. That's my tricks. That's my two cents on being prepared, taking the initiative. It's just taking that first step on your own and you're good to go. So again, be prepared, Florida. We wish you luck on the other side of it. We wish everything good to happen. But again, there's going to be some hero moments and there's going to be some very, very sad moments. But again, death just comes with the territory, sadly. Here in Texas, where I'm at, we are way overdue for a hurricane. We are beyond overdue for a hurricane. And with that being said, you know, I don't wish it on anybody. But it's coming your way, so be careful. And everybody else that's had it, my understanding, up until now that it's getting ready to jump into Category 4 or in 3, I haven't seen the latest report, so I'm not too sure where it's standing. But again, good luck. Hunker down. Listen to the authorities. Pay attention to the people. Don't be one of those knuckleheads that has to go out there and report the news and almost get beaned by a flying stop sign. You know, don't be one of them. Alrighty, listen. Miami, enjoy your hurricane party. I know it's coming, the Hurricane Dorian party, tonight? Or is it tomorrow night? One of the two nights, Miami's planning this big one, so, you know, why not? You're going to party, but then you're going to get serious, and that's the good thing. So listen, folks, be prepared, be ready, and enjoy your weekend as much as you can. Those of you that are not in the path of the storm, those of you in the path, well, stay safe, and have a great evening, have a great weekend, and don't forget, starting Monday, I go to 6:30 p.m. now. So, until then, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.